I'm John Lemley, glad to have you along for City Cafe. Decades ago, a boy in Canada wondered just where butterflies go in the winter. Once he grew up, he chased after them, and his efforts are now the subject of a new IMAX film that opened this week at the Fernbank Museum of Natural History in Atlanta. Flight of the Butterflies is screening at Fernbank this Saturday as part of the Museum of Natural History's Butterfly Bash, one of the budget-friendly events previewed now by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you, too.
Shane, Flight is one amazing film all about a man who spent almost four decades really doing nothing but tracking butterflies.
Yeah, and if you love butterflies, this is a great thing to see, and this is a great event as well. It's all about butterflies, and it's not just the film. They're also going to be doing all these other activities that are butterfly-centric. They'll even have a live butterfly tent, which I always think is such a fun thing to see. All these different butterflies, all the gorgeous colors that nature can give you, all in one place, and you're surrounded by them. It's really beautiful. You don't usually see that many in one place. You know, you see a few here and there, but it's kind of rare out in the wild to see so many all at once. So this is a really great opportunity to see so many different species and different types and different colors. And in addition to that, you're going to learn a lot about butterflies. One of my favorite things that they're going to be doing that day is something called butterfly or moth. Because, of course, many of us don't always know
the difference. Yeah.
And that's just one of many, many things that'll be going on there at the Fernbank Museum of Natural History from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. And the tickets are $17.50 for adults and $16.50 for students and $15.50 for children.
What about for butterflies and moths?
Butterflies are invited for free.
Oh, wow. Bring your butterfly for free.
If you happen to have some, yeah, bring them along.
On a leash, of course. Saturday night, Shane, Variety Playhouse is the venue for one of Atlanta's own, a man who turned a love for British Invasion and B.B. King into his own unique sound and quite a career.
Yeah, he has. And even though you may not have heard of Tinsley Ellis, a lot of people have. And he's been doing this for a very, very long time. He was really inspired by B.B. King, seeing B.B. King when he was young. And he has turned that into a very, very long career in the blues. A band called the Heart Fixers, who longtime Atlanta residents may remember. They were quite a fixture on the local scene. And since that time, he's been releasing albums, performing on his own, performing with other people. He's just an incredible guitarist and a great musician.
And his show at Variety is not too terribly late on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a great thing about Variety Playhouse shows. They start around 8 o'clock and you know, you get in and you still have the evening, and it's also a pretty good deal. The tickets are $20 if you buy them that day, but if you get them in advance, you'll save a little bit, and they're $17.50.
Shane, it was just last fall that Atlanta's North Fulton Drama Club performed Shakespeare's Hamlet, clad in 1990s flannel, of all things.
And you, my sinews, grow not instant old, but bear me stiffly up. Remember thee.
That's right, and this year they're going to take another Shakespeare classic and move it to another era. This time they're taking Measure for Measure and putting it in the 1920s. And North Fulton Drama Club, they've been doing this for a while, and it's great because it's outdoors as well. So I think a spring performance outside and Measure for Measure being a fun comedy and moving it into the 1920s, mm-hmm. I think it's just a really great recipe for a night out. It's a great setting as well. They're at Barrington Hall in Roswell. And the best part of this for the viewer is that it's free.
And if you're trying to think of something special to do for Mama coming up on Mother's Day, they have a special performance just for Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's right. They'll have a special Mother's Day performance. It's a matinee at 4 p.m. on Mother's Day, which this year is May 12th. So don't forget that. Call your mom.
And this opens this week.
That's right. It opens Friday, and it will continue through May 18th. So you have quite a few opportunities to see it.
Shane Harrison, thank you for another week's worth of budget-friendly events, and we look forward to welcoming you back in next Thursday.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to it, too.
We have complete details for you, the listener. You can find that on our website right now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.